Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vern wrote a book back in 2018 called Play by Play. And the last line in the book that you wrote, Vern, I want to apply it to you. You said, thanks, to borrow a phrase, thanks for the memories. Your voice has been a beautiful instrument. Thank you for a wonderful soundtrack for all of our lives.
Thank you so much, Jim. My honor, my privilege.
Maybe it's just the fact that I watched countless hours of the SEC presented by Home Depot on CBS with Vern. Maybe it was his voice cracking, Nance's voice. That was powerful last night, yesterday afternoon, watching that. Like, you knew it was coming, and still I was like, why am I getting choked up about Vern Lundquist? What is even happening to me? Like, that happened watching that yesterday. One of those deals where if my wife had been in the room, she would have been like, are you okay? What? This will happen like a song gives me a reaction, and she'll be like, are you again? Like that, I get that. Like, I think Vern would have been a whole nother level. Like, she might have, like, we need to call somebody.
She would have made fun of you.
I think she probably would have made fun of me. Yeah.
Like, I so I'm younger, but I've grown up with Vern Lundquist, like, especially college football. That's my thing.
Right.
I needed the moment that everyone kind of saw online where Tiger Woods shook hands with a tree.
Yeah, yeah.
I needed that because then I'm like, okay, this is good. Because hearing that, I was just like, yeah, oh, man, yeah, it is done. And he's the voice of golf for me. And then, of course, college football, like, they're both gone. And I'm like, that's going to be really strange now. And I don't like that. Like, usually I'm fine with, like, new voices coming in.
Yeah.
We just heard John Sterling's going to be retiring from calling Yankees baseball. And I'm still like, I don't like this. Like, yeah. I'm 26, and I'm like, this is not okay. I don't like this.
I've missed him on the football on Saturdays. Like, I don't think my life has also changed a lot. Like, when, you know, I always joked around with Mike when, you know, my kids were that little, you got to find stuff to do with them little. I mean, they're adults now, and obviously, you know how age works. But when they were really little, like, Saturday was like, oh, we got hockey practice and then this thing and then we're home. And like, 3 in the afternoon, okay, let's get set up here. And I never watched more college football than I did when my kids were like 0 to 14 or 15 years old. Like, it just felt like we were home a lot on Saturday afternoons, and I would have the TV on. Of course, I would be engaged with them, not just sticks, you know, sitting in front of the TV piling up empty beer cans, you know, dad of the year. So, but still, I watched a lot. My life is different now. Like, I'm not as devoted to that. Like, that window, I'm not as tethered to the house anymore. But I honestly think Vern Lundquist not being there, like, if he were still doing the games, I feel like I'd be more inclined at 3:30 on a Saturday to go, I got to get there. I mean, the teams are usually enough. I mean, it's the SEC, or it has been the SEC, which is, you know, really good players, really good prospects, all that. But I already miss nothing against Brad Nessler. I really miss Vern Lundquist. He's just one of the all-time greats. So that was really heartwarming to see that. I was also relieved when I saw footage from an alternate angle that you could actually see Vern Lundquist and Tiger Woods exchanging pleasantries there. So he wasn't indeed shaking hands with a tree. But I know that's how it looked, that first clip of it. Anyway, an incredible career, an all-time great in the broadcast and play-by-play world. Vern Lundquist stepping down. That was his final. That was it. He's been out of the college football game for a bit, and that was his final weekend at the Masters, and so now that's the end of the line for him. Great career. 803-0550 is the phone number. Just off a conversation with Sal about the draft and receivers and replacing all the targets and catches that the Bills have lost this offseason with Davis and Diggs both leaving the team. Also been talking a lot about the Sabres today and their season ending tonight. Seemingly, I'm taking an announcement about a news conference involving both Granato and Kevin Adams, as there will be no changes at either position, GM or coach, moving into the offseason here. They're going to meet with the media on Friday following 2 days of exit meetings and locker clean out with the players. And I take that announcement about the timing of that news conference as all I need to confirm that they're not going to make a change, especially at coach. I've suspected that, but there's plenty of reason to have thought otherwise, but it does not appear to be in the offing. So I've been talking about that a bit today as well. 803-0550 is the phone number if you want to get in on either subject or the Masters or Vern Lundquist or whatever else might be on your mind. Adam is first up this segment. Hi, Adam. Thank you for calling. You're on WGR.
Hi, am I on the line?
You are on the air, sir. Yes, go ahead, please.
Hey, cool. So, I mean, in terms of changing the coaches and stuff, like, I feel like, and this was not why I called, but I feel like Darcy and, I mean, when you had Darcy here, it was every few years you had a great team. So, but, I mean, the reason I'm calling is the target share for the Bills. Go back and look at the second half of last year when that team went on a run. It was, we won six games in a row. Go look at Diggs, targets, reception rate, and yards. It was nothing compared to Kincaid or Shakir's.
Well, Shakir outperformed him on like half the targets.
I know. It was incredible. Yeah. So, I mean, I have a feeling that's a big reason for that decision. I'm completely 100% on the receiving train. Like, let's get two. Let's go 28. Let's go. Let's trade back up in the top of the second. But yeah, no, it was substantially different.
Yeah, yeah. No question. You know, the question is, what do you do moving forward? I think, Adam, it is. I like Shakir. I think that's a guy that I want to feed in the slot. Kincaid and he maybe eat into one another a little bit because Kincaid was used in the slot a lot as well. But I feel like Shakir is poised for like 60, 70 catches. I really think, you know, maybe there's even more there, but like modestly, I think that's, you know, he had 39 last year on only 45 targets. He catches everything that's near him. So that's good. I mean, you got to have your quarterback get the ball near him, but he brings it in. You know, I'm not here to tell you that he's going to double that and still catch, you know, that rate. I would expect that, you know, that catch percentage to drop a little if he gets fed, yeah, I don't know, twice as many targets. He only had 45 targets. Kincaid had 91. His catch rate was also very good, 73 receptions on those 91 targets. And I would expect that metric to improve for the Bills, period, because Gabe Davis has been kind of a sinkhole in that just barely above 50% of his targets were caught. So, yeah, like Mike kind of pushed me on this a little bit last week because I have been talking about replacing players that were very close to our hearts and very important high-level performers on defense that I think had been slipping the last few years. And like, hey, you know what? I know it hurts to have no Micah Hyde, and it hurts to have no Jordan Poyer and Tre'Davious White, but it's an opportunity to, I think, improve. It doesn't have to end that way. And I'm not saying you won't miss certain aspects of those players, certainly intangibly, their leadership. I think they've shown a lot of guys how to do it the right way here. So they've got, you know, there's things that you can miss about these players. But on the field, I feel like there had been some slippage. So I'm open to them getting better. At receiver, it's a little harder for me to put together because you're losing a number one guy. And you do not have a ready-made number one guy ready to replace him. And I, you know, I'm here for positionless football. We've got skill players, and I'm not going to worry about whether they fit in the slot or whether they fit outside or how I'm using them schematically and all this. That all just sounds like off-season talk. Every spring and into the summer, this running back, he's like a wide receiver. We're going to split him out. Wait till you see how we use him. And then the games start, and the guy's a running back, right? I mean, he's a running back. So I don't know about this theoretical, doesn't matter what style of guy I have. I just need guys who can get open. I'm going to need a guy that can be counted on to be the go-to guy. I'm going to need a number one. Somebody's going to lead the team in targets. And maybe he's already here. Maybe that is Kincaid or Shakir. In my head, I don't think I want that to be Curtis Samuel. I like his signing, but is he the guy I want to be throwing the ball to more than anyone else on this roster right now? I feel like that guy is not here yet. And that is why the urgency is there for me to sort of fit that piece into the puzzle. Who's going to be that guy? Who's going to be third and seven I need to play? Like, again, I like the idea of, you know, by committee. That sounds really great. But in reality, I need a play. I don't know that I need a committee. I need a dude that is going to get open, that I can count on, that has a connection and a chemistry with my quarterback. And I don't know, man. I just don't feel like that guy's here yet. 803-0550, thus the wide receiver train. 803-0550 is the number if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Don't feel like you have to respond to any Sabres point. I feel like that last caller wasn't really thinking about the Sabres but felt obliged. I can roll with it, okay? It's fine. But Bills, receiver train, Sabres, no coaching change? Whew. We'll talk more about that as we go. 803-0550 is the number. Mike Shope is out today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.